That's our wing. Time for Lum and Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner at the Jotham Down Store and Restaurant working on their shortwave set. Listen.
Keep turning the generator, Abner. We can't transmit unless the generator's cranked up.
Lum, I'm getting tired.
And you're sitting down. You oughtn't to get tired. All you have to do is just sit on that seat and crank it.
Well, a body can get tired doing anything, can't he? Maybe I'll crank this one up here if it was a bicycle to ride clean across the United States, including Texas.
Now, see, now, how did Ernest tell us to work this thing?
I don't know. I don't think we ought to monkey around with this thing.
Why not? It belongs to us, don't it? Or to you, that is.
Well, yeah.
Ernest McMillan showed us how to run it last night.
Yeah, but, I don't know, Lum. I ain't sure I trust it.
Trust it?
You know, all them wires and gadgets on there, there's no telling what might happen.
Well, nothing can happen. All they do is just get it turned on and send out messages on it. Transmit them.
Yeah.
Let's see, now, I believe Ernest said he had about everything set on it. But all we have to do is turn on the main switch. I reckon that's this gadget right here.
Which
one? This one. One that says main switch under it.
Oh, yeah, I reckon that would be the main switch.
Yeah. Seems logical.
Yes,
let's see now. I believe we're supposed to turn it to CW.
Ah.
See, right here, it says CW.
What does that mean?
I don't know. All I know is you're supposed to turn the main switch to it.
CW.
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to turn this standby switch to low. Recollect that. Yeah, says it right here in the hook. When using generator, do not attempt to operate this standby switch at high.
Carl Wadlow.
Huh?
I ain't thought of him in years.
Why did you think of him now?
CW, Carl Wadlow, and initials on the machine.
Oh, well, I'm sure CW ain't got nothing to do with Carl Wadlow.
I don't think so. Here's me, just setting a clock into my head.
Well, start it up again. Let's see here. When transmitter is on, and which part is the antenna system?
I believe Arnie said it was this gadget. Oh,
what's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter?
It's moving like to burn my head clean up. What did you want to know where the antenna system was up so long?
Well, it just said something about it in here. Let's see. When transmitter is on, do not touch any part of antenna system. Painful burns may result. So don't touch that, Abner.
A fine time to read that.
Well, I guess we're ready to start transmitting. Hand me the microphone there, Abner.
I ain't going to touch nothing.
Well, that won't burn you.
You're liable to go back and nub on anything you touch.
Here, I can reach it myself. Now then, press microphone switch, and I'm all set. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, wait a minute. You ain't cranking the generator.
Yeah, I'm getting started. Well, I think we're just wasting our time, though.
What do you mean, wasting our time?
I don't believe nobody can hear us.
Well, Ernest said we could broadcast right out over the short waves with this.
Yeah, but how do we know we're doing it? We don't know if anybody's listening.
That's right, ain't it? Maybe we ought to have somebody listen so we can find out if they can hear it. I know. Just shut off the generator thing there.
It's the turning.
Why don't you call up Cedric and get him to listen?
That's a good idea. I'll see if he's on anything to put cranking.
Of course, now, we'll know. How will he know if he hears it?
Well,
we can call him up so he gets done listening to it.
Yeah, but if he can't hear us, how will he know when he gets done listening to it?
Well, he can just listen.
Not wait a minute. Hello, is Cedric at home? Can I speak with him, please, Mom? Come on, you better talk to him. You understand this better now, buddy.
Yeah, maybe I better. I think I know a way we can work this. Hello, is that you, Cedric? This is Lum. Oh, pretty good. Listen, Cedric, I want you to sit in front of your radio and see if you can hear me broadcasting on Abner's shortwave set.
Well, if you get the broadcasting, he's generating.
Yeah, that's right. Turn the dial to somewhere between 60 and 90. Yeah. Yeah, Ernest McMillan said you ought to be able to pick us up somewhere around in there. Yeah, that's it. Now, don't hang up the phone, Cedric. Just leave the receiver off the hook and quick as I'm done broadcasting, you can get back on the phone. That's right. All right, go over to your radio now. All right, Abner, you take the receiver and listen for Cedric's report.
Yeah, I reckon I can generate with one hand, listen with the other.
Yeah, and I'll translate. I know just how Marconi and Edison, them fellas, must have felt now. Well, here goes.
You got the switch turned over to Carl Wardlow?
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm supposed to turn it to voice to the CW. I was wrong about that.
Oh.
Hello, Cedric. This is Lum Edwards transmitting. Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello. It is now 9:30 a.m. Tuesday morning. The sun is shining. It is not raining rain to me. It's raining violet. Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah,
all right, Cedric, go back to the telephone now. All right, Abner, you can take over now.
Yeah, just a minute. Hello? Hello?
Well, it's getting time to get over to the phone.
Hello, Cedric? Cedric? Cedric, say something, Dad, blame it.
Maybe he ain't there yet.
But he just had to walk about 10 steps. The radio's in the same room with the telephone. Wait a minute. Cedric, could you hear me? Couldn't, huh?
I think he had the dial turned from at 660 and 90.
Did you have it turned to 660 and 90? You sure?
They'll tell him to listen again. Maybe I wasn't transmitting loud enough. I don't know.
Go back to your radio. We'll try it again, Cedric. Yeah. All right, well, go ahead.
Might be if you have to talk louder over these than you do a telephone. Maybe this short wave's shorter than we think. Hello, Cedric. This is Lum Edwards transmitting frequently between 60 and 90. Hello, hello, Roger.
Thought you were talking to Cedric.
1, 2, 3, 4, testing. Hello, Cedric. Go back to the phone now, Cedric. He ought to have been able to hear that.
He ought to have been able to hear that without no shortwave set.
Is he on the phone yet?
I can't hear nothing. Cedric, get over to the phone. That was a slowest critter. Uh-oh, must be coming. I heard him stumble over something. Yeah, Cedric, could you hear him this time? Couldn't, huh?
Well, did that ring? Ask him if he's right up close to his radio.
Was you right up close to your radio? Did you listen good? Yeah, just a minute. But he couldn't hear a thing, said he might not have his head right in the radio.
I must be doing something wrong here. Tell him to keep listening, and I'll try to figure out something else to do here.
Yeah, go back to your radio and keep listening, Cedric. You better hang up. I'll call you back after a while. Goodbye.
Reckon I better read the instructions over once more, maybe.
Yeah, you better do it. Let's get this. Oh. Well, howdy, Ben. How are things down at the jailhouse?
Oh, about as good as could be expected, I guess.
Have you got in your office yet, Ben?
No. Garfield still has the situation well in hand.
Who?
Garfield. That's the name of that bloodhound I bought.
Oh, he won't let you get in the office, huh?
No, I don't know what to do about it either. I showed him my constable's badge several times. Won't let me get near the place.
Hide him back.
Growling and snarling. Wish he was brave enough to. Seems to have a bad disposition.
Yeah, better soon, anyway.
He might have had an unhappy childhood as a child. Makes a rather bad situation. The prisoners can't even go out for lunch anymore.
Well, if that's right, they'd have to walk right through the office where the dog's at, wouldn't they?
Yes. Garfield won't let anybody in or out.
Well, he's doing a better job down there than Uncle Henry ever did. I'll tell you that, fine.
Getting awful hard to find food that'll go through the bars, though.
Huh?
See, I have to hand the prisoner's food in through the window from outside.
Well, that's right, eh?
But all I can serve is bananas, celery, wieners, lady fingers. Anything on the plate's no good at all, especially soup.
How about split pea soup?
I never realized before how hard a job it is being constable.
Well, every line of work's got its problems, I reckon.
And as near as I can tell from these instructions, I've done everything just exactly right.
How's that one?
Oh, we were just trying to transmit here. We had Cedric listen, but he couldn't hear a thing.
That's nice. I wonder if there'd be any help to turn the hose on him.
Who, Cedric?
No, Garfield.
Oh.
I just got to get him out of that office some way.
Only thing I can see to do is just keep trying to transmit. Maybe it just takes a while for it to get warmed up. Here, Abner, you take the microphone and do the talking this time. Maybe you've got a better shortwave voice than I have. You're shorter than I am. That might have something to do with it.
Yeah?
I might be too tall for this. Here, Abner, talk right into this thing here.
Yeah, what I say?
Anything, it don't matter. Just do like I done.
Oh. Hello? Hello? Hello, Cedric? Hello, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Abner.
Hey, Lom, Lom, I got him. Hello, Cedric. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mom.
Hot dog, did you hear that, Lom? He can hear me.
Well, he ought to. He's standing right behind you.
Uh-huh.
Cedric, what are you doing over here? Thought we told you to stay at your place and sit by the radio.
Well, I couldn't hear nothing, so I figured maybe I was too far away. I thought I'd better come over here.
Right, young boy.
Well, that ain't the idea, Cedric. You're supposed to be able to hear this a long ways off. Are you sure you're set right close to your radio?
Oh, yes, Mom. I had my ear right up against it. See, it's got the print of the speaker right on it. Look at that.
Well, looks like a waffle. Did you turn the dial to where Lom told you to?
Yes, Mom. Click 60 and 90, right smack in the middle, 87.
I just don't understand it. Cedric, tell me exactly what you've done now after you turned the radio on.
Well, first I sat down and... Mom, after what?
After you turned your radio on.
Well, I'll be doggone.
What's the matter?
Well, you never told me to turn it on, and it never once entered my head. That's just about where the trouble is. Just about.
Yes, right, young boy, Cedric.